And Paul said, I haven't shrunk back from telling you the whole counsel of God. And we can't do that. You can't do that. I'm not saying pick fights or accuse people or insult people or badger them with what they already know you believe. But you must stand for what you believe and be known for it if you're a Christian. That's a message. It's a difficult message at Christmas time. We've given way to the world in the church, and that's why the church doesn't reach the world. There was a time when people struggled to keep morally right with God. I believe that time has passed. Now you may say, I'm someone who struggles to keep morally right with God, and I'm not accusing you, but I think you can see that the world tells a story that does not reflect morally right with God. And so what is the consequence of not being morally right with God? It's being outside of God's blessing. The world is outside of God's blessing. The world is feeling trouble. Why are they making some of the decisions that they make? Because they're blind. It doesn't make me hate them. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not phobic. But I do believe that there is a moral truth. People who don't like what I believe is moral truth, they hate me. Because if I stand for what I stand for, it shines light on their stuff and says, your stuff's not right. How dare you say my stuff's not right? It's not right that you say my stuff's not right. Did you just say my stuff isn't right? How dare you say my stuff's not right? You can't tell me my stuff's not right. Does that mean my stuff's not right? Yeah, your stuff's not right. I can't tell you your stuff's not right. So you're telling me my stuff's not right, telling you your stuff. Do you see? It's called relativism. It doesn't stand. So if someone says, you can't know truth, you go, is that true? And they go, yeah. And you say, how can you know it? And then they're mad at you. Are you playing games with words? No, it's actually the problem in the world. There is morality. God is the basis of it. And the world is off the rails. And if nobody tells them, they will never know. That's what's happening. There's little in our Scottish culture that seeks to please or even to acknowledge God as Lord, right? As creator, as father, as a male head of the Christian family, which is what a father is. It is uniquely male to initiate life in a woman. Jesus consistently referred to God as his father. Jesus had a mother, it wasn't God. It was this woman, Mary. That is the only way that humans get made, naturally or supernaturally. God brings fertility to an aging couple, and God provided the child Jesus to a virgin as proof of his power to bring life. God performed miracles through this man, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. God raised this man, Jesus, from the dead after his political assassination. In John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's what this is about. I stirred it up. I'm sorry. It's a bit cringy and awkward. Why you gotta, poke the hornet's nest? But this is the fact. You're not alive because you were born. You were alive because you were born again. Being just born by water is not birth. It's not life. It's not eternal. We're born fallen because of Adam's turning away. Our sin has all of us dead, except if you're alive. And if you're alive, the life in you is more than the appearance of the outside. And I don't hate people who are trying to live a life they haven't got. And I'm not afraid of people who are trying to live a life they haven't got. I am a fireman. I am a rescuer. I am a hero. I am a messenger of a mighty king who has come to take his in the world. I have come to deliver the truth that brings life and freedom and relationship with God, who loves all people, desires that none would perish, who loved the world so much that he sent his only son. You're heroes. You're heroes. You're lovely heroes who bring truth. And you know what? I hated jabs when I had to get jabs when I was a kid. And I shrieked at them. And it took two nurses, one to hold them still and the other to put it in. Shrieking. Writhing. Horrible. I once had stitches on my face, and it was one on every limb, with my father in the room saying, "It's all right, David, it's all right, David." I was like, "No, it's not! I'm getting stitches, you know?" And just hold his head and put him down. And I wasn't a mean, nasty kid. It's just that the doctor, as he was going to do the stitches, and he put on the disinfectant, you know, the brown stuff, you know, the real good stuff that kills everything. He said, "You know, David, they use these to clean the outside of rocket ships." And I was like, "What are you putting industrial solvents on my face for?" And just, ah! The point is this. A little bit to wake you up, because we got to get out of here. A little bit to lighten it up, because it's so heavy. But people who don't know what's true don't like truth happening when truth looks like it could lead to death. When truth looks like accusation, when truth looks like death penalty. How dare you take me into the room where death penalty is meted out, and they don't know that it is meted out, and it's paid in Christ, and you're free. But if you don't tell, they don't know, and they will not go.